Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 356, Light of Life. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8:12. Let those words settle for just a moment. Because Jesus did not say he would bring light. He did not say he would teach you where to find it. He said, I am the light. The source and the radiance are the same person. When you draw near to Jesus, you are not drawing near to a philosophy, a set of rules, a religious system. You are drawing near to the one from whom light itself pours. That changes everything. And notice what he said. The light of the world, not the light of the religious, not the light of those who feel worthy enough of the world. That means Christ's light reaches every dark corner of human experience, the corner of shame, the corner of doubt, the corner of that pain you haven't told anyone about yet. There is no shadow too deep for this light. But the promise is tied to a movement. Whoever follows me, and following Jesus is not a single moment that happened years ago in a prayer. It is a direction. It is waking up today and saying, today I go after him. It is a daily orientation, one step behind the other, that keeps us on the lit path even when we cannot see very far ahead. And what does he promise to the one who follows? You will not walk in darkness. Now, do not confuse darkness with difficulty. Jesus did not promise a life without storms, without hard winters, without pain. What he promised is that you will never be without bearing, that even in the deepest winter of your soul, you will have a direction. You will know which way to go, because he is out ahead of you. And there is something more. The light of Jesus is not merely a lantern to show you the road. It is life itself, like the sun that causes the seed to break open underground, where no one can see it happening. Christ's presence produces growth in you, even when you cannot measure it, even when you cannot feel it yet. Where there was only shadow before, he makes life spring up. That is the quiet miracle of walking in the light. So today, my friend, here is what I want to ask of you. Before breakfast, before you open your phone, before you step into the noise of the day, sit quietly for 2 minutes and whisper to Jesus from the depths of your heart, I follow you today. It does not need to be a speech, just that. Then name one decision you are carrying into this day. It can be large, it can be small, and consciously invite him into it before you make it alone. Do not carry that without him. Bring it to the light. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.